You're listening to Life in Deep Ellum's podcast.
Hey, friends. You know what I've noticed during this season of lockdown? I'm sure you've noticed it too. People are finally doing the things we've been putting off for years. Home improvement, DIY projects, exercise, walking at the neighborhood park. I mean, seriously, the outdoors have become contested ground. It's like we all collectively realize for the first time that sunshine and fresh air is good for us. Who knew? And not only so, people are finding new things to do at home. Like some are picking up journaling and writing poetry, while others are honing the craft of making sourdough bread. The other day I went to the store to buy a puzzle. Like for me and my daughters to do. No dice. They were completely sold out. Empty shelves. I mean, what's happening? All the puzzles are gone? Even the stupid ones with eagles and dolphins? I mean, come on. It's like we're all Rapunzel from the movie Tangled. You know, she's trapped in that tower and just has to find stuff to do.
Then after lunch, it's puzzles and darts and baking. Paper-mache, a bit of ballet and chess.
And I wish I could say that the reason we are suddenly making all these life-giving decisions is because COVID-19 has shaken us into becoming more spiritually and emotionally mature people. I just don't think that's what's going on. I mean, we are also making more unhealthy choices. Alcohol consumption is up, screen time is up, and then there is the new COVID-15. You know, the extra weight that is typically gained when you're a college freshman. So, what has changed? I think it's pretty obvious, like due to quarantine, two primary things have changed. One, we all have less options. Entertainment like movies and concerts, they're a no-go. Church or gatherings, they're just all gone. We sit back and we think, what can I do? And the menu that was available to us last year has been reduced by 80 to 90%. We all just have way less options. Which leads to the second thing that has changed, too. We all have more margin, dispensable time. And mixed with economic uncertainties, this extra time is not met with extra income. So we're spending less, but we have more time in which to find inexpensive things to do. Less options plus more time equals doing the things we've been putting off to do for years. I know, it's sort of depressing. It takes a pandemic to get us to finally consider scaling back our busyness. If COVID-19 can teach us anything, it's that we haven't been living our lives according to what is best for us, have we? So for me, a question emerges. How can we choose to live this way even when quarantine is over? I mean, when our menu of options opens back up and our margins of time seemingly evaporate, will we just go back to our busy lives where puzzles and sourdough and reconnecting with old friends doesn't fit anymore? It's like the story of the professor and the mayonnaise jar. A professor stood before his philosophy class. When the class began, wordlessly he picked up a very large and empty mayonnaise jar and proceeded to fill it with golf balls that he pulled out from behind his desk. He then asked the students if the jar was full, and they all agreed, yeah, it's full. The professor then pulled out a box of pebbles and poured them into the jar. He shook the jar lightly, and the pebbles rolled into open areas between the golf balls. He then asked the students again, now, is the jar full? And they all agreed, yeah, it's full. The professor next pulled out a box of sand, and he poured it into the jar. Of course, the sand filled up everything else. And he asked once more if the jar was full, and the students are like, oh, okay, yeah, the jar is full, yes. The professor then produced two cups of coffee from under the table and poured the entire contents into the jar, effectively filling the empty space between the sand. And the students laughed, and now the professor said, I want you to recognize that this jar represents your life. The golf balls are the important things, like things that if everything else was lost and only they remained, your life would still be full. The pebbles are the other things that matter, like, you know, job, house, car. And the sand is everything else, the small stuff. If we try to put the sand into the jar first, there's no room for the pebbles or the golf balls. And the same goes for life. If we spend all our time and energy on the small stuff, we'll never have room for the things that are important to us. So he said, pay attention to the things that are critical to your happiness. And that's when one of the students raised her hand and asked what the coffee represented. And the professor smiled. I'm glad you asked. It just goes to show you that no matter how full your life may seem, there's always room for a couple cups of coffee with a friend. It's a parable, right, that have several versions floating around the internet. But it's a good perspective, I think. It's one that reminds me that we are all living in a forced construct right now, COVID life. Right now, we live within restraints that are helping us make healthy choices a little bit more attainable. And for that, I'm grateful. Now, I can't predict the future, but I suspect that when life starts to normalize again over the next year to 18 months, there's going to be a strong pull to go back to the busy life we were all used to. And when that happens, for me, I hope I remember the blessings that COVID-19 gave us. That we have more time than we realize, and that the life-giving choices that we put off are more attainable if we can learn to discern the golf balls from the sand. And for my money, our world will be a better place if we carry these lessons of quarantine life into our future. Love you guys.